Ko te wā tēnei mō Heps Picks.
Yes, that's right. It is time for Peps Picks with Mr. Martin Pepperell. Good morning, sir.
I thought that was like a sketch out of some
sort
of something.
Hey,
it's Dr. Zach, everybody.
Can you go nearer your phone by any chance? I can't hear you, sir.
Can you not hear me?
No, no. Oh. No, well, we can kind of hear you. Talk now. Oh, hello?
Can you hear me?
Barely, sir, barely.
Oh, dear, one moment.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can. Hello, sir.
You can hear me now.
Yes.
For some reason, when you're on the cell phone, you can't hear my... I was wearing Bluetooth headphones.
Right.
For some reason, you can't hear it. But as I was saying, you know, the little introduction you did, it was a bit like a Simpsons skit, you know, like a, hey, it's Dr. Nick.
I was actually laughing at the yes guy yesterday. I was just amused by that.
Yeah. I mean, look, we're all amused at something, right, I guess. There's no segue.
No, I was wondering.
There's no segues anymore. I think the segues are over.
Yeah, done.
Yeah, but they might come back. They'll make a comeback, you know, at some point. So, talking about someone we've touched on before today.
Yes, I was going to say, this is not the first time, is it?
No, this is not the first time you've heard this voice. It won't be the last either. This is Pop Roberts, better known as Private Joy. Well-known vocalist on the modern Manchester music scene, very involved in the street soul renaissance, modern British R&B, and modern Manchester house. Private Joy is also a musician and a producer. She's the producer of the Manchester soul band Love Scene. She's collaborated with artists like Rough Dug. I think that's the first time we talked about her. There's a song they did together called Don't Give In. Street Soul Record with some little dubby elements. We may possibly have talked about the Manchester House song she made with Finn. We definitely haven't talked about whatever she did with Lensman, though.
Have we not?
No, we haven't talked about the Lensman thing.
Lensman's
not really in my wheelhouse.
All right, then. Mm.
So the reason for today is in August, I believe, Private Joy has her first debut solo EP coming out on Bradley Zero's Rhythm Section International label. It's about five tracks. It's called Desire. The music on here, once again, modern street soul, 80s R&B records with a baby-making vibe, soulful 2000s house, a lot of great references. You know, you can hear shades of 90s R&B artists like Zane, Mary J. Blige, and Brandy. We have nods to Anita Baker on songs.
Nice.
Jazzy Rhodes, synth pad elements, layered vocals, guest artists and songs. There's a soul record, the record we're going to listen to today, Playful, downbeat soul record, but there's a slight Afrobeats influence to it, a slight shuffle. Private Joy is also the host of a semi-regular radio show on NTS Radio Live and the UK Internet Radio. So we're also, we're contending with a vocalist and producer, DJ, digger, music lover.
Jeez.
Getting into it. Ooh. Getting it done. Talking about love, talking about affection, talking about connections, talking about lust, talking about all that sort of stuff that you would expect from this wheelhouse of sounds. In Private Joy's words, desire has been the drive and beginning of so many decisions, highs and lows in life. I think we can all relate to that.
Oh, I mean, it's so, so true. Have you listened to all of Desire?
Yes, I have.
Oh,
I have
lucky you.
Desire. I'm actually interviewing Private Joy tomorrow morning. Looking forward to that. So it's a bit of a Private Joy week.
Yeah, nice. I mean, it sounds, for a 5-track EP, it sounds like there is a heck of a lot packed into it.
Well, the funny thing is, I mean, these days a 5-track EP is 18 minutes. But, I mean, look, it's smooth, it's very coherent and cohesive, but it's very much a style showcase. Private Joy is a stylist who can apply her skills to a range of interrelated and overlapping styles effortlessly. Rhythm Section International has always been really good at identifying these sort of artists, getting in there at the right time. One of the great ones a couple of years ago was when they did the debut album from Gayance. Haitian Canadian artist from Montreal. They also, a few years prior, they did a beautiful R&B record from J6L and Silent J, straight out of Melbourne, from the Melbourne R&B and jazz scene. They've done really great. They've put out great dance records from some of our own as well. People like Chaos in the CBD.
Really?
Jordan Rakai under his Dan Kai dance music alias. Tapped in. Bradley Zero, very tapped in. Plays in Australia a lot. Really helping out in both directions. So it's a whole, it's really nice fitting. It's timely. People are big on this sort of stuff right now.
Yeah,
I think it sounds beautiful. I hope it goes well. We all need a little bit of chill in our lives.
Oh, totally, totally. Do you chill much, though? You seem to always be busy.
Oh, look, I have my downtime during the day.
All right, good.
You know, at lunchtime, you know, I get my book out, you know, read my book for, you know, half an hour or something, you know, after dinner, you know.
Nice. Oh, good.
Put some records on, you know, after dinner, put on some records, listen to a couple of records, you know, before figuring out if anything else needs to happen in the evening.
Yeah, okay. Oh, I'm glad, because you just seem like a very hard worker. I was worried Mr. Martin Pepper having his downtime.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, look, I don't know. I think a lot of people exaggerate a bit. You know, people talk about working hard and working long hours, and they talk about how they work 10-hour days or 12-hour days. And, you know, people who are doing things like factory work or, you know, certain types of service work and stuff, it's very true, and they are working really hard, you know. But a lot of people, where their work involves a computer or a desk or something like that, it's sort of a bit of, you know, couple of hours of work, you know, half an hour of internet.
Let's face it.
Hour at the cafe, couple more hours of work, you know, like maybe like, I don't know.
Nah, people are always hyping themselves up. You know, you're right there.
You gotta back yourself. it's a competitive market out there, you know.
Jobs are
vanishing rapidly.
Oh,
you know?
My God.
Unemployment is up.
Yeah, and it's going to get worse.
Crazy, you know. So, hey, see what happens, right?
Let's have some chill in our lives, eh? With a bit of playful Private Joy. Hey, Martin, thank you so much for joining me this morning. It's always a pleasure. Have a wonderful day.
Yeah, peace. Take it easy.
And that is a lovely Mr. Martin Pepperell. I'm going to play Playful by Private Joy now, so do enjoy.
But I need to know that you got home safe. spoken rule. And I wanna say it's so painful, but we could get serious. And I know you don't want serious, yeah. Playful, playful, but it was kinda delicate. Push it.